John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Well, we tend to think, oh, we're the only ones that have got this crocodile issue because it's so frequently reported here, particularly down in the Mulgrave or whatever, out in the Barren. And we always say we've got to get something done. Well, we're not Robinson Crusoe. Have a listen to this, because this is just down the road, down at Cardwell. And a lady's gone out there. She's got geese, fattening up the geese. Oh, Easter's just around the corner, isn't it? Lovely goose. And she noticed the numbers were diminishing. And she thought, something's going on here. Anyway, she thought she'd better have a look around, because she had a few kids, there's pets and whatever, the geese, of course. Sure enough, what does she find? A 2.5 metre crocodile in the garden. So she put a call through to the Environment Department, and they've agreed to take action, given the fact that the geese were at risk, and the pets and the children, whatever, so they've turned up. And apparently it's all been sorted out, but to find a 2.5 metre croc in your backyard, just not far off the back steps, would give you a bit of a start. I've got Hayley on the line. Hayley's on the line down at Cardwell. Hello, Hayley.
Hello, how are you, John?
Tell me about the surprise you got when you went down the back steps and found a visitor, fat visitor.
Yes, well, it was overnight time, actually. I was sitting out the back and my daughter was out in the shed and she made a noise, and it must have scared the crocodile away, unbeknownst to me. He was just not far down from my garden. And he must have hit a big tub, and that flipped over, and then I heard my fence shake and a big splash in the water.
Hell.
So I went to have a look, and yes, I did see his eyes and everything. He'd actually ripped his screen door off my fence, and it's still in the creek. So that was, yeah, I got a bit of a fright then, but he was eyeing off my geese and my dash hounds.
Oh, the sausage dogs. Oh, yeah. They'd be a delicacy.
Absolutely. He was eyeing them for sure.
But tell me about the geese. How many disappeared, do you think?
About three.
Oh, really? Were they fat?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, they were. He picked the good ones out.
Oh, really?
And I've got, yeah, had 27 and, yeah, minus three. So, yeah, and they haven't been in the water since they've seen him with all the floods and that come up and with the cyclone. Yeah, so they stay out of the water for sure.
Well, you better mount an armed guard through to Easter with those fat geese. There's still 24 left. You might be left with very few if the word gets around among the crocs that there's a free lunch.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I'll be keeping my eyes and ears open if I see anything else, or hear anything else, rather. That's what it is, hearing them.
Hayley, did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that you'd go down the back steps one day and here's a bloody 2.5 metre crocodile in your garden?
Oh, no, but yeah, it scared me. It's like, oh, we have to, as soon as it hits dark, it's inside. So, and get a really good fence and call the department to come and have a look.
Did you get to watch the rounding up of the croc?
Oh, I stayed away for a bit, but once they had him boxed up, I had a look and took some photos and that. So I was pleased about that, to have a look at him. And I'm relieved that he's not here, he's gone, but I will be keeping an eye out because, you know, they are around, so.
Exactly. Just don't ever smile at a crocodile.
Yeah, that's what I thought I must have been doing, smiling at them too much. They like it around my place.
Anyway, it's an experience and an adventure, and I'm glad it's had a happy ending. Where's he gone to live now, by the way?
He's down at Townsville. Go to a wildlife park stuff. So I'm pleased they got him at the size that they did, because they're only going to get bigger, and I've got stock and stuff, and I definitely don't want them, you know, eating my calves and cattle and stuff. So. Yeah. Yeah.
I just heard some squawking that there might be another one having a crack at your chooks or ducks or something.
No, they're in the house yard just having a rest they like to have their two bobs worth.
Okay. I think one of them just laid an egg.
Yes.
All right, Hayley. Good to catch up. It's a good story. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Isn't that funny? That's Hayley on the line down at Cardwell.